Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Sam Langford. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ollie Tucker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Luther Harvill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodapp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodapp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to second. One out. Ollie Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to third. Two outs. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn bunts towards first. Hodapp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quinn for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and has Dykes trapped. There's the throw to Montague, who tags Dykes for the out. Bishop moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Harville picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harville. Bishop scores. Haas moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Langford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-0 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodapp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ollie Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0-for-1 in the game. Harville hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague is hit by the pitch. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodapp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hudlin. Fox moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harville. Miller reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Langford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Langford. Miller scores. Hale moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0. Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Langford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Langford reaches second base with a double. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Langford moves to third. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dyke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up towards short. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luther Harvill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harvill is 0 for 2 in the game. Harvill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dyke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harvill. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to third. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harvill. Fox reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. It's 4 to nothing, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Fox moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards center. Harvill fields it and throws to second to catch Miller for the out. Fox tags and scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 5 to nothing, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns pinch hits for Ed Montague. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a pop-up towards short. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Langford hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Fonseca now playing shortstop. Willie Underhill now pitching. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-2 in the game. Quinn strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-4 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Ollie Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.